Spiritual disclaimer. Article by Jed McKenna, jedvater.com, read by Cornelia McFeely. This spiritual disclaimer appears as the prologue of Spiritual Enlightenment, The Damnedest Thing, Book 1 of the Enlightenment Trilogy. Notice is hereby given. By continuing beyond this point, the reader acknowledges and agrees that the state of spiritual enlightenment discussed herein conveys upon the seeker aspirant victim no benefits, boons, blessings, or special powers, and bears little or no resemblance to assorted New Age or Eastern varieties, widely dispensed under the same name. Orgasmic euphoria, orgiastic bliss, obscene wealth, perfect health, eternal peace, angelic ascension, cosmic consciousness, purified aura, astral projection, pan-dimensional travel, extrasensory perception, access to Akashic records, profound wisdom, sagely demeanor, radiant countenance, omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence, and opening of the third eye are not likely to result. Tuning, harmonizing, balancing, energizing, reversing, or opening of the chakras should not be expected. The Kundalini serpent dwelling at the base of the spine will not be awakened, poked, prodded, raised, or otherwise molested. No promise of self-advancement, self-esteem, self-aggrandizement, self-gratification, self-satisfaction, or self-improvement is made or implied. Likewise, self-indulgent, self-involved, self-centered, self-absorbed, and self-serving persons will not find satisfaction herein. The reader should construe no assurance of reward, rapture, empowerment, deliverance, salvation, enrichment, forgiveness, or eternal rest in a heavenly abode. No raising, altering, transforming, transferring, transposing, transfiguring, transmuting, transcending, or transmigrating of consciousness is to be expected. Purchase or possession of this book does not grant admittance to idyllic or mythical realms, including, but not limited to, Atlantis, Elysium, Garden of Eden, Heaven, Never Never Land, Nirvana, Paradise, Promised Land, Shambhala, Shangri-La, or Utopia. This book makes extensive use of analogy and symbolism. The terms vampire, zombie, caterpillar, butterfly, dream state, Maya, and others are used metaphorically. Likewise, any suggestion that the reader should leap from a skyscraper, step into a blazing inferno, perform ritual self-disembowelment, or bathe in a vat of corrosive acids are not to be taken literally. The reader is advised that cutting off his or her hand, plucking out his or her eye, or chopping off his or her head may result in bodily injury. The pursuit and attainment of spiritual enlightenment may entail loss of ego, identity, humanity, mind, friends, relatives, job, home, children, car, money, jewelry, respect, specificity in time, solidity in space, strict adherence to accepted physical laws, and reason for living. The spiritual enlightenment referred to herein is a process and product of will and self-determination. It requires no reliance on or cooperation with God, Goddess, Satan, discorporate entities, angelic or demonic, gurus, swamis, seers, sages, holy men, priests, teachers, philosophers, fairies, gnomes, pixies, sprites, wee folk of any sort, or any other agent or agency of non-self authority. Heart-centered approaches and qualities generally considered to be of the essence of spiritual enlightenment, such as love, compassion, tolerance, grace, tranquility, and pacifism, will be viewed herein as antithetical, misleading, and irrelevant. The seeker-aspirant victim has no need of any spiritual practices or belief systems, including but not limited to Buddhism, Kabbalah, Hinduism, Sufism, Taoism, Gnosticism, Mohammedism, Judaism, Christism, Paganism, Occultism, Zoroastrianism, Wicca, Yoga, Tai Chi, Feng Shui, Martial Arts, Magic, or Necromancy. The seeker-aspirant victim has no need of any so-called spiritual or New Age paraphernalia, trinkets or amulets including but not limited to crystals, gems, stones, seeds, beads, shells, incense, candles, aromas, bells, gongs, chimes, altars, images, or idols. No special clothing, jewelry, adornments, tattoos, or fashion accessories are necessary to this endeavor. The seeker-aspirant victim need not avail him or herself of any of the myriad enlightenment-inducing procedures and techniques, including but not limited to meditation, candle-gazing, mantra intoning, subjugation to guru, standing on one leg, pilgrimage on belly, unaided flight, drugs, breathing techniques, fasting, wandering in deserts, self-flagellation, vows of silence, sexual indulgence or sexual continence. The seeker aspirant victim has no need or use for any spiritual powers, arts or sciences including but not limited to astrology, numerology, divination, tarot or rune reading, mandala making, fire walking, psychic surgery, automatic writing, channeling, pyramid power, telepathy, clairvoyance, lucid dreaming, dream interpretation, ESP, levitation, bilocation, psychokinesis or remote viewing. Furthermore, tricks, stunts or feats such as shooting arrows from horseback, endurance of cold, live burial, materializing ash or jewelry, walking on fire or glass, laying on glass or nails, piercing of face or arms, conjuring and rope tricks have no bearing or merit as regards the spiritual enlightenment discussed herein. Confrontation with personal demons, the facing of deep-seated fears, and the step-by-step dismantling of personal identity may result in elevated pulse, high blood pressure, loss of equilibrium, loss of motor control, pallor and loss of skin tone, loss of hair and teeth, loss of appetite, loss of sleep, loss of bowel and bladder control, tremors, fatigue, shortness of breath, dry heaves, acid reflux, dyspepsia, halitosis, diarrhea, seborrhea, psoriasis, sweating, swelling, and swooning. The emotional upheaval attendant upon the discovery that one is oneself a fictional character in a stage drama may result in forlornness, Weltschmerz, intolerance, anger, hostility, resentment, hopelessness, despondency, suicidal despair, morbid depression, and a suffocating awareness of life's meaninglessness. The seeker aspirant victim is hereby advised that study of ancient cultures, travel to distant lands, or learning of foreign languages avails not in the least, and that for the purposes of understanding and attaining the spiritual enlightenment discussed herein, there is no better place than here, and no better time than now. This book is not intended for human consumption. If ingested, induce vomiting and seek immediate medical assistance. Avoid inserting this book into bodily cavities. Repeatedly plunging this book into the mouth, eyes, ears, nose, vagina, or rectum may result in unsightly bulges and a painful burning sensation. If symptoms persist, consult a qualified metaphysician. All characters, places, and events depicted in this book are entirely fictional, insofar as this book and the universe in which it exists are entirely fictional. Any resemblance to actual people, places, and events is purely the result of resemblance to actual people, places, and events. No dolphins were swum with in the making of this book. Removal of this warning is illegal where prohibited by law, batteries not included. Be careful what you wish for. Jed McKenna action figure sold separately. The end. Article by Jed McKenna, jedvater.com. Read by Cornelia McFeely. Visit wisefoolpress.com to learn more about the books of Jed McKenna in print, ebook, and audio formats. Thank you.